السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين. صدق الله العظيم. Beloved brothers, respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Month of Ramadan is the one wherein the Quran was revealed. So it's the month of Quran. It's a month where we devote ourselves to the kalamullah, to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions right at the beginning in Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is a book wherein there is no doubt. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Because it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can be more truthful than Allah in speech? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who can be more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in speech? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran to us through As-Sadiq al-Masduq, that truthful one, the one who was regarded to be true by everyone. Even before Nubuwat, before prophethood, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was well known in Makkah Mukarrama as As-Sadiq and Al-Amin, the truthful one, the trustworthy one. So as believers, it is imperative that we have yaqeen and conviction on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. They have yaqeen and they have conviction in the akhirah. They have complete faith and conviction in the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once Allah has said something, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said something, then for a believer there is no doubt. There is no doubt whatsoever that this is going to transpire, this is true, this is 100% true, this is something that's yaqeeni, something that I am totally convinced about. So like this, we find various prophecies in the Quran, in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Allah said something and it happened exactly as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, or Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said something, and exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said transpired. For example, in the ayat that I quoted at the beginning from Surah Ar-Rum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, غُلِبَتِ الرُّوم. The Romans have been overpowered. غُلِبَتِ الرُّوم. The Romans have been overpowered. Fi adana al-ard, in the nearest land, in the land of Sham, they have been overpowered. وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ. So they had been overpowered by the Persian Empire at that time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made a statement. Allah ta'ala said, وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ. After being overpowered, soon they will overpower the Romans. Soon the Romans will overpower the Persians once again. وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ. And Allah ta'ala gave a time frame as well. فِي بِدْعِ سِنِينَ. In a number of years, the word bid' means between 3 and 9 years. Within 3 and 9 years, the Romans will once again overpower the Persians. Now a historian by the name of Edward Gibbon, he wrote a book called The History of the Decline and the Fall of the Roman Empire. The History of the Decline and the Fall of the Roman Empire. So he mentions about this prophecy mentioned in the Quran, that the Romans were overpowered, and within 3 and 9 years, between 3 and 9 years, they will overpower the Persians once again. So he says, when this prophecy was made, no prediction could be more unbelievable. Because the initial 12 years of Heraclius were evidently declaring an end to the Roman Empire. Everything pointed to the downfall of the Roman Empire, that they will never rise again. But Quran made a prophecy that within 3 to 9 years they will overpower the Persians again. So at that time the kuffar of Makkah, disbelievers, munafiqeen, hypocrites, those of weak iman, the hypocrite, disbelievers, they mocked at this prophecy of the Quran in Majid. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly within 6 to 8 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused that prophecy to come true. Allah ta'ala caused it to become true. And the Romans once again, against all odds, something which was totally unbelievable at that time, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory again. Once Allah ta'ala says something, then there is no doubt in it. A believer has full yaqeen and conviction in that. Like that, there are many examples in the Quran Majeed, and in the ahadith and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, on the night preceding the battle of Badr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out with a group of sahaba onto the battlefield, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then pointed out that this is going to be the place where Abu Jahl will lie dead, for example. And this is where so and so Umayyah bin Khalaf will lie dead. And this is where this enemy will lie dead. And he narrates that exactly where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed out, that's exactly what happened the next day. So there are many examples like this. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says something, As-Sadiq al-Masduq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there can be no doubt whatsoever with regards to it. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Allah ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَى, that Allah will annihilate riba, and Allah ta'ala increases charity, then we have yaqeen on the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we disbelieve in what materialism may say to us, or what material things may say to us. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma naqasat sadaqatun min malin," that sadaqah, you take out some wealth, apparently your wealth seems to be decreasing. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, sadaqah will not decrease wealth. "Ma naqasat sadaqatun min malin." Then we have yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will increase your wealth. Anas radiallahu anhu reports that at the battle of Muta, when the battle of Muta was taking place 600 miles away in Jordan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with the sahaba radiallahu anhum. And as the battle was taking place in Jordan, 600 miles away, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was narrating to the sahaba radiallahu anhum the events that were taking place there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this kind of knowledge through wahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this knowledge. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was narrating to the Sahaba that Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu has taken the flag and he is holding the flag of the Muslims and he has become shaheed. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he has taken this flag up now and he has become shaheed. And as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was narrating this, tears were streaming down the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because these were the close ones to him. Zayd bin Haritha was his adopted son. Ja'far bin Abi Talib was a brother of Ali radiallahu anhu, was a cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the tears were streaming down the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu was giving news to the Sahaba of the Shahadat, the martyrdom of these Sahaba, of Zayd bin Haritha and Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now Abdullah bin Rawaha has taken up the flag of the Muslims. And he also has become shaheed. And then finally Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now a sword from the swords of Allah has taken up the flag. And there was Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When this army eventually returned to Madinah Munawwara, then exactly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, it matched exactly what had transpired on the battlefield. So when Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say something, then there is no cause for doubt. We have yaqeen and complete conviction upon that. This was the example that was given to us by none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When the Mi'raj, the Isra and the Mi'raj had taken place, then, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began giving off this information of that amazing journey. So, again Abu Jahl and some of the kuffar, hypocrites, they came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. They said, you won't believe this. Tell us, your friend says that in a short portion of the night, he's been on a journey to Masjid al-Aqsa. He's been up to the heavens. And they made a mockery of the miracle of Mi'raj. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says that if he has said it, then I have firm conviction that it is the truth. And they were amazed. How can you believe that? So he said, I believe in something more amazing. That he is bringing news up from the heavens. He's bringing to us news from the heavens all the time. I have yaqeen and conviction in that. So since then, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was given the title As-Siddiq, the one who confirms the truth and the one who is extremely truthful himself. Similarly, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu showed the same yaqeen, conviction in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was planning the conquest of Makkah or the attack on Makkah Mukarrama after it had occurred, after the kuffar had broken the treaty that was between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the kuffar of Makkah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now planning to launch an attack against Makkah Mukarrama. But it was a secret amongst the Muslims. So this news was leaked out. A letter was given to a woman. She was paid. And it was told to her to take this news to the people of Makkah Mukarrama. And this person wanted some favor on behalf of them, from them. So she received that letter and she was on her way. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered a group of Sahaba. Amongst them was Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, was the Amir of that group. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that at a certain place you will find a woman, and she has with her a letter which has our information, which is now being leaked out to the people of Makkah, which has some information in it. So retrieve that letter, bring it back to me. So as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exactly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, exactly at that spot, as Ali radiallahu anhu and his group reached and they found that this woman was there. So they said to her, that please give us the letter that you have with you. So she denied. She says, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no information. I don't have any letter by me. So then Ali radiallahu anhu then insisted. And again she flatly denied. I don't know what you are talking about. You can see, I don't have anything. You can see my search, my goods. I don't have anything on me. I don't have any letter. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu had yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said something, then there can be no doubt with regards to it. So then, in order to threaten her, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, either you hand that letter to us or I will strip you naked. This was a threat to her. So, when she heard that, then because of haya and because of modesty, then immediately from within her hair, she retrieved that letter and she handed it over to Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. So this was yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So like that, when Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given us any information, then we have total yaqeen and conviction on that. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have promised us so many fadail, so many virtues, now whenever we look at any words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I said, that this is the month of Ramadan, where we will be engaging with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we will be listening to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now, with that spirit of yaqeen and conviction, this is the spirit with which we should now look at the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And part of the spirit of Ramadan is to read to each other the virtues of the month of Ramadan in the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now we do it to develop our yaqeen and our conviction. So now when we hear the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that futihat abwabul jannah, the doors of Jannah open in the month of Ramadan. So we have complete yaqeen and conviction that the doors of Allah's mercy are open. Futihat abwabul jannah. وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ. The doors of Jahannam are closed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not wish to punish anyone. Allah ta'ala's doors of Jahannam are closed. غُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The shayateen are chained up during the month of Ramadan. So we have yaqeen and conviction on these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when we hear that the odor from the mouth of the fasting person is more beloved to Allah than the smell of musk, then we have yaqeen on those words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we hear that even the fish in the ocean are making dua for those who are fasting until they break their fast, we have yaqeen on those words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when we hear that the dua of the fasting person is accepted right until he makes iftar, hatta yuftir, then we have yaqeen on these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During the ayat, within in the context of the ayat, between the ayat of fasting or the month of Ramadan, Allah ta'ala mentions the ayat of dua. Wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb. When my slaves ask you about me, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am very close. Fa inni qareeb. Fa inni qareeb. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'ani. I accept the dua of the person making dua when he makes dua. It's a month of dua. It's a month of turning to Allah at every moment. When we feel those hunger pangs perhaps, then we turn to Allah in dua. We feel that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I accept the dua of the person making dua when he makes dua. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'ani. Falyastajibu li. So Allah ta'ala said, then they should respond to me. Falyastajibu li. They should respond to me. Walyu'minu bi. And they should believe in me. So they are, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the believers. Allah Ta'ala is talking to the believers. And now when Allah Ta'ala says, they should believe in me. In other words, they should increase their yaqeen. They should increase their iman. They should increase their conviction. فَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. They should believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that they may be rightly guided. Allah Ta'ala addresses again the believers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Aminu billah. Oh believers, believe in Allah and His Rasul. In other words, increase your iman, increase your yaqeen. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we look at the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How, with what spirit does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want us to fast in the month of Ramadan, to stand up in Taraweeh and in Tahajjud, to stand up in Ibadat, to stand up searching for Laylatul Qadr. In each of these ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned certain qualities. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man qama Ramadan imanan wahtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Who stands up in Ramadan, stands up in Taraweeh, in Ibadat, with iman and with hoping for reward. So he's got that yaqeen and that conviction that this is what my Allah has promised me. He has iman. Iman, he's already a believer. He's standing up in the month of Ramadan. But he stands up with that yaqeen. Then, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. All his previous sins are forgiven. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated. He says, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ. Who fasts Ramadan? Again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. The same two words. With iman, with yaqeen, and hoping for reward, then his previous sins will be forgiven. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qama laylatul qadr, who stands up on laylatul qadr. Again the same two words, imanan wahtisaban, with yaqeen, and hoping for reward. In other words, he brings life into his ibadat with this yaqeen and conviction. Then all his previous sins will be forgiven. I'll leave you with one last incident of yaqeen, which took place at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum were digging the trench. So that time, they were going through extreme hunger, they were going through difficulty, there was a large army that they were facing, and they were busy digging that trench, and they came across a boulder which they could not move, they could not shift. So they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the axe, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck at that boulder, saying Bismillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Bismillah, and he took and he struck, and a light emanated. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that light he could see, he said, I see the palaces of the Roman Empire. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck again. He said, in that light, and the light emanated, the boulder broke as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I see the palaces of the Persian Empire. And the keys of the Persian Empire have been given to me. The keys of the Roman Empire have been given to me. And again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck, the boulder was smashed to smithereens, and again a light emanated. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I can see the gates of Sana'a in Yemen. And the keys of Yemen have been granted to me. So at that time, again, hypocrites, those without yaqeen and conviction and belief in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they made a joke. They said, look at these believers. They can't even relieve themselves without fear. They don't have enough food to satiate themselves. But they are talking about conquering the Persian Empire and the Roman Empire. So upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat of the Quran Majeed. And this is a very pertinent ayat and a dua that applies to the time that we are living in, the time of elections and transition of government, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say these words. Allahumma malikal mulk. O Allah, the owner of kingdom, government, kingdom, all that is in your hands. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give kingdom to whomsoever you wish. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. You snatch away kingdom from whomsoever you wish. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You honor who you wish. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You disgrace who you wish. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ. All good is in your hands. So at that time when a person is making this dua, then he makes the intention that of all the goodness that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all goodness is in your hands. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. So, a just government, freedom from corruption, security, peace, the elevation of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spread of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the establishing of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that biyadikal khair, in your hands is all goodness. And then, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Verily you have all power over everything. So Allah ta'ala taught Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that dua. And we saw within a few years during the khilafat of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, when all these empires came into the hands of the Muslim ummah. So this is a dua that each one of us, we should be including in our supplications and in our duas. That at the time when we are hoping for goodness for the country, when we are hoping for goodness for the ummah, then we should turn with yaqeen in this dua. How does it end? The last part of the dua. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. You are all powerful over everything. Outwardly, things may seem bleak. There seems to be corruption all round. There seems to be crime all round. There seems to be evil and injustice all around. But is it beyond the qudrat of Allah? Is it out of the qudrat of Allah that Allah Ta'ala can establish justice? That Allah Ta'ala can create prosperity? That Allah Ta'ala can create happiness? Biyadikal khair. All goodness is in your hands. So have yaqeen in the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Verily you are all powerful over everything. May Allah Ta'ala give us yaqeen in the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.